WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
FM, and as always, as a podcast at www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. And you guys look like you're working out some technical difficulties in there, don't you? Can you even hear me? No, I can't hear you, though.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. We got one of those two mics working.
Always.
Gosh, it's so good to hear your voice. So good to hear your voice. We've got a show for you tonight. We have Schizo Sound Movement here in the building tonight. What's going on, Schizo Sound Movement?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, hosting a radio show and stuff. Let's go ahead and introduce you guys to the people out there in a radio land or internet land, wherever they may be. They're all pointing at you, sir.
I am Wayne Claude Felcher, bass player.
Bass player and vocals. All right. You, sir?
My name is Matt Jones, and I play the drums, and I'm also single.
And who?
All the ladies out there.
Okay, the drummer of Schizo Sound Movement is single. That is established now. All right. You, sir?
Matt Broyles, keyboards and vocals. What's up, guys?
You can brag if you want and be like, not single.
I'm the only single one here, so that's why I said it.
Little man.
All right. Hey, and I'm single too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he just winked at you, so I don't know. You guys, you guys talk about that during the next break.
After the show.
Going on, and you, sir, in the past.
Robert Belcher. RJ, a.k.a. I play guitar and sing in the band.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic. So you guys are going to be playing some live tunes for us, all original tunes.
Yep.
You guys do a lot of both, right?
You
got the original stuff in the works. Put on a good show cover-wise. Really good. I've seen you guys a couple times, like, excellent cover selection as well.
Yeah.
Cover some stuff, you know, uniquely. You still keep your guys' sound, though, too.
Yeah, we definitely try and put our own twist to the originals, you know, keep our own sound with it.
Now, is that part of the movement? The Schizo Sound Movement?
We like to keep people dancing.
Schizo thing is kind of like the variety of music that we play, you know?
So you guys aren't trying to, like, through your music, turn everybody into schizophrenics?
No, that's just, you know, we play such a wide
did I say that right?
Is that like Animaniacs?
Animaniacs. I just made up a word. That's fine. That's bound to happen at some time. Now, are we working on Sean's mic over there?
Yeah, we are.
Roger from the drive-thru with Roger. Everybody give it up for Roger.
Yeah. Roger.
Woo. Working hard so Sean can talk to us. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a little break, play some tunes, and we're going to be back with some live tunes and talking to Schizo Sound Movements. This is the Trillions with Control C, Control V.
Your best Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
New from Spoofco's Motion Picture Association comes a Grandpa's Tool Shed production.
Hey, Lexington, you better punch back in, buddy. We just got a huge order that needs to be delivered to the local all-female college dormitory in 30 minutes or less.
Aw, shucks. I'm never going to be a famous movie director when I keep getting stuck working at this crummy job.
He was a nerdy pizza delivery boy with a video camera and a vengeance.
Hiya. I've got 100 pizzas here for a Miss Veronica Swallows.
Veronica, your pizzas are here.
She was an aspiring theater major at the local community college with a passion for pepperoni.
Oh dear, how will I ever afford all these pizzas?
There will be action. There will be adventure. There will be a donkey. And a chicken. In this year's biggest romantic comedy blockbuster.
Silly me. Look, Veronica, I've gotten pizza sauce all down my cleavage. Well then, I guess we can't let that go to waste now. Can we? Oh, pizza sauce. Oh, what are you going to do with that pepperoni? Cheesy.
This summer, Ron Lexington, Veronica Swallows, Bunny Givens, and introducing newcomer, Hung Lee.
Who ordered Chinese food?
In college co-ed webcam audience, 18.
This film is not yet rated.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Well, I was drinking, started an early start thinking. If I was ready to fly, from right there we're alive, and that's alright. Yeah. I was drinking. Started out and I started thinking.
That was New Year's Eve live here on Radio Rubber Room. That was Schizo Sound Movement. So, guys, I was going through your Reverb Nation a little bit, and you guys got some gigs listed here. Nothing past, you know, this past August, but there are some ones in here I was interested in. What was the Pasture Palooza Music Festival? Tell me a little bit about
Berryville. That. Yeah, it was up in Berryville.
Where's Berryville?
Near Winchester.
Okay.
It was right east or so of Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
We play at Radford a lot. We got a bunch of friends up there, and this guy, he's been putting on this music festival for the past 3-4 years. And there's a lot of local acts. You know, you got like Proverbial, PBR,
Silo Effect,
Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. There's a lot of really, really good local bands as well, from a couple from Radford and Northern Virginia, Richmond area. It was a really cool experience, man. It was, I don't know, Friday night there was probably around 1,000, 1,200 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really good atmosphere, you know, everyone camping out, and they had 2 stages set up, and it was really cool deal. It was 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so.
Did you guys have one or multiple sets? Or?
We did one set Friday night.
We had to be back
half
out.
Hour set.
We had to come back the next night to do City Dogs. So
actually,
we didn't even
get
to see half the acts.
That weekend Friday at Pasperlooza, we played Saturday at City Dogs. We did the second Saturday of every month at City Dogs, mm-hmm. and the Richmond Music Review that Sunday, we did with the Mystery Ship.
Yeah,
and them.
Uh-huh.
So that was a really, really busy weekend. Very tired Monday.
Yeah.
After playing 3 late nights, you know, a lot of driving and... But it was cool, man. That was a good experience.
And then also this past year, Virginia Beer Fest.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You guys are from Powhatan.
Yep.
So you know, how was the beer fest?
Awesome. That was great.
Was that a one day or 2 day fest?
That was a one day.
One day.
It was
a lot of sampling going on.
They had like some 30-odd beer sample. Beer vendors there.
You get the little samples, so you just didn't have to pay for anything. Really, just walk around and keep it.
Go back and get 3 more samples.
You can get pretty waxed on those samples, man.
Yeah, 10% or anything.
speaking of Virginia beer, a little shout out to On Mekong over at Mekong.
Cheers.
They got voted. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah,
best place to have a beer in the country. By,
yeah, the best beer bar in the world.
Best
the
beer
country,
bar in the country, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Craftbeer.com.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's like a little Vietnamese place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good
awesome,
for you.
Awesome, man.
So, did you guys get down with a lot of local beers? Did you enjoy that beer fest?
Yeah, it was great. They actually had a lot of stuff that I know I personally haven't tried before. But
mm-hmm. We've got quite the extensive palate these days. After
yeah. Very nice, very nice. So, you guys are from Powhatan. Are you guys playing a lot in Powhatan? I see a couple of gigs in there. Are there good spots to play around Powhatan?
Mostly house parties and stuff we'll do. Like, we did a lot of that kind of stuff, but... And there's a local restaurant out and bar out there called Frisbee's Side Door where we were playing there quite often, but recently we haven't really been doing much in Powhatan.
Kind of ventured more to the city and trying to get our name out there more, so it's kind of hard to do that way out in Powhatan.
You don't feel like you should lock down?
There's not
lockdown.
It's hard to do that there.
Locked down on Powhatan?
He's like, is he serious?
The most recognition we got in Powhatan was going through the McDonald's drive-thru window, and they pointed us out. Oh, you're the guys from that band.
Yeah, that was a funny morning.
That's a huge moment in Powhatan.
What was that, Sean?
That's a huge moment in Powhatan musical history.
Somebody does.
Should I get free breakfast that morning?
No, we kind of heard you there, Sean. We kind of heard you. But, yeah, so definitely getting more into the city. Have you thought about maybe, you know, moving down to the city, getting involved in the scene more? Like
I actually moved to Forest Hill.
I'm closer.
Powhatan now. Yeah.
Leapfrog it?
Yeah. I actually love it, man, because, you know, I go downtown a few nights a week now. It's 5-10 minutes to any bar downtown that I want to go to, and it's just so easy to get there now.
So it's a much needed thing to be like right there in the scene, you know.
Yeah.
It's like out here in Powhatan, man, it takes us a half an hour to get to Richmond, you know, to go see a good band, or
and then
somebody invites us out last minute, it's really hard for us to get there.
And then, you know, driving home, of course, is
hard
to do when you gotta drive
far. Richmond is awesome.
I just want to walk out at 3 a.m. and get pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
So what, you guys do have the regular thing once a month at City Dogs. How's that going for you, turnout-wise, hot dog consumption-wise?
Last time was great. It was a party up there, dude.
It was packed last time, man. We actually had, Legion of Doom, which is Gabe and Nelson from Soundstorm, and then Andrew Carper and Andrew Siska. They're actually from Radford, a couple buddies, and they moved down back to Richmond and started up a group. Little side project, and man, they're just funky as hell. They kick ass, and they came and played with us. It was a full house at City Dogs, though. It was packed, man.
Packed.
Yeah.
So, with the regular gig, you're thinking of branching out into some other venues? In town?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I mean, y'all have helped us, you know, playing at the Republic and the Tobacco Company for the music review, and, you know, we hope to just keep that going and just continue, you know, picking up new places and.
It seems like every City Dogs almost always gathers a little bit more people, too, the past couple times we played there. Because we've been doing this monthly gig now for like 5 months.
Yeah, maybe. 4 or 5 months.
So we've seen some new faces coming out, coming back out.
And some of the old faces that we don't even know the people, and they like come back and see us. And it's really cool to hear.
Yeah.
Well, lately we've been getting a lot more and more people from the music scene in Richmond coming out, other bands, and then they come out and play along with us, and then they go and tell some of their buddies, and then it's just it's great networking.
I think that's the big thing is to get in with the other local bands, you know, that have somewhat a bigger, you know, foot in the door than we do. You know, they help us out and, you know, play shows with them, and it's just a great thing to get along with the other bands, you know.
Get surprised when you have fans show up?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great feeling, you know, when you, like, oh, I met you last time here, you know, I remember you, you know, we talked for a little bit, or it's definitely a cool thing, you know.
You're like, I am way too famous to even acknowledge you.
I hope that never happens.
We have a stack of autographs before we go out. We just, you know, hand them out. Don't waste our time.
Only Xerox copies. How about you introduce this gentleman talking? Who's this gentleman that answered that question?
This is our attorney, Nathan.
Your attorney?
Band manager.
And don't forget, during the last song, I noticed amazing air guitar player, by the way.
He is. Yeah.
I do what I can.
We
put
him on stage and we can.
I studied under Joe Satriani. I mean, it was a long, arduous journey, but I picked it up.
Have you ever seen a movie where they talk about like the power stance and, you know, moving the arm like that?
The windmill.
Yeah, the windmill, and he's really good at that up on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, you guys gonna bring him up on stage all the time? I mean, I feel like you guys can really use it.
I
feel like you guys disagree about this because he seems really excited about
it.
Eight out of nine venues, the stage itself, I'm above weight capacity, so I can't actually go in there. So they make me stand off to the side.
It makes
the
rest of us look ugly.
Yeah.
They can't let his ego get too big either, because then he'll be like, I'm too good for you guys. Yeah. You move on to another band.
I mean, not that we would care that much, but you know. It's all in love.
So you said, you know, a lot of the, you know, the other bands coming out to see you. Is that something you've noticed happening in Richmond a lot lately, where the support is there from the rest of the bands supporting each other, taking care of each other, going out and, you know.
I mean, we, as much as we can, go out and check, you know, go out and check out bands, you know, like.
Who's some you've been digging it, really, going out to see?
Soundstorm is definitely one of my favorite bands, local bands to see. Just they put on such a good show, man. They're
Santa Maria Brothers.
They're actually down at City Dogs right now.
They are, yeah, they are tonight, yeah.
Wait, what was that?
Santa Maria Brothers.
Yeah.
It's like part of
Soundstorm, yeah, Gabe.
And he has pretty good friends with the guys from Mystery Ship, too.
Yeah, Mystery Ship. I grew up with Michael, their bass player. Me and my brother grew up with him.
Vega Mega is actually
his
brother.
Vega Omega with Chris, the singer, main singer, whatever. That's my brother. So we definitely, they come to see us. We go to see them.
Yes, yeah. And you guys are definitely they're more Southside too.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, the Chesterfield area.
So
yeah.
Coming up with them, kind of the little group there too. You know,
yep,
going on.
Yep, I've known them for
a
while.
We actually got that Powhatan gig from a band called Southern Tide. We played a benefit concert for this lady who had some stuff happen to her in Powhatan. Mm-hmm. They played that with us, and they was like, "Man, we got this beer fest."
You know, oh yeah, yeah.
We should get into it. And yeah. Like, man, hit us up. They hit us up, and we're playing. You know, Virginia Beer Fest.
That was really cool. You know.
Really cool. Maybe. Southern Tide. They helped us out in Powhatan.
Yeah.
So there is a scene happening in Powhatan.
There is.
Yeah,
there is a few bands out there.
You got Donnie and the Moose Knuckles. We got
some bluegrass and that kind of stuff out there, which is I dig bluegrass.
Maybe you can convince some major acts to do like a trade. Like we got a pretty big foot in the door in Powhatan, so if you guys come on out and do a show, we'll go to like wherever you want.
Yeah.
Hook us up.
It'll work, man. Like Richmond, Powhatan, or Chesterfield, Radford.
Well, very nice. All right, guys, we got to take a little break. We're going to be back with more from Schizo Sound Movement, but right now, let's hear a tune from Proverbial. This is Irie.
We'll be right back. I keep leaning. I got this feeling I've been blowing, this feeling I've been needing. That's why you're giving it to me, baby. But baby, this ride is too hard on me. And there is something I don't be needing all your. You're hating on me. I gotta see, is this all in my head? These eyes so red, pouring up this feeling while I'm laying in my bed. And this is all I am, so try I can. But we've been doing so much, so much, so much.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow two times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das cupcake heilen. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that.
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
if it's yellow, let it mellow.
And,
I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment.
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface. And bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Yeah! Viper Crover here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah.
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
I am there.
That was Birthday Bash Live here on Radio Rubber Room, Schizo Sound Movement. So guys, tell us a little bit about that song, about that tune.
I wrote Birthday Bash when I, like, a long, it must have been like 5 years ago, I went to this festival up in West Virginia. It's a Jerry Garcia Birthday Bash. And we just partied down up there, and I don't know, a bunch of it just got really weird out there, and
no way.
We're up in the mountains and stuff, so I felt the need to write a song about it. It was a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Do you guys go to a lot of festivals?
We try
as much as we can.
Mainly a lot of smaller ones. I don't know why it works out like that, but
I'm thinking about having my own small festival.
Small ones are usually more comfortable than the huge ones.
We just
a bunch of people.
What's your festival going to be, Sean?
Where only people named Sean Austin are invited.
Oh, yeah?
So, I mean, if you guys all change your names legally to Sean Austin.
What about the band?
And then name the band Sean Austin, you guys could play.
I like the old Sean Austin.
So,
316?
Do you know many other Sean Austins?
I know all the other Sean Austins, because I started a league of them.
Wow.
Yeah?
It's called the League of Sean Austin.
No, I heard. Big surprise. Now, you're talking about this earlier. I you were saying you invited a bunch of Sean Austins, but you said you hadn't really got any takers yet.
Well, even if they don't accept my invite, I still feel like they're part of the league. You can't change that you're a Sean Austin. You just can't.
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
They don't know what that means, but they love it.
Here, I have a question for the band, man.
Man.
Is there a non-schizo sound movement? Like, just the sound movement? That's like less paranoid delusional or something?
I think there is. We don't like him.
There's
very
much. One of them in there, but we really haven't seen him in a while, so we just go with the schizo sound.
The schizo defines like the all the other, like a variety of music, and like
genres.
When we jam, sometimes we'll go unpredictability,
I guess.
Kinda, yeah.
I automatically jumped the gun and assumed that it described the members of the band.
It does.
Somewhat. We like to, like, tell people that.
We're not legally
just
crazy
to
yet.
See the reaction, pretty much.
My grandmother
didn't like the name too much.
How do you guys actually know that you're on a radio show right now and you're not just hallucinating that you're on a radio show? Does the band
honestly,
really exist?
Honestly, Sean, I cope with that all the time.
I can't tell the difference between reality and when I'm not in reality, you know.
It's
kind
of
like that movie Inception.
You're like, is this a dream?
Yeah, I can't tell.
That movie blew my mind too. I haven't been the same since.
I actually keep a top with me just to spin it, and if it doesn't stop, then I know that it's not real.
Try it right now.
I can always tell that I'm dreaming because the people in my dreams don't speak English.
It's
so weird because I don't speak any other language.
So those must be very confusing dreams for you.
I am in a world of confusion. I feel like my dreams take place in Libya or something.
And you have no idea what's going on.
It's
like that song.
I'm like, I have to know this language if I can know it in my dreams, but subconsciously.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever spoken that language?
Never.
Did you speak it in the dreams?
No, I don't speak at all. I just look confused.
Very nice.
So really, it could be just gibberish in your dreams, and you think it's another language.
Maybe.
Has anyone ever told you that you talk while you're sleeping?
I definitely do that.
Yeah.
I mutter really random phrases that don't make any sense at all. Mostly in Libyan.
So, guys, you guys have started playing some smaller festivals. Are you going to keep going on that route? Because definitely the style of music that fits in.
Yeah, man, this stuff's fun.
Have you been working on getting on maybe, you know, the next level of festival?
We've been working on a lot of working on stuff.
Yeah,
working on stuff.
Making plans.
Pretty much. Kind of a lot of thoughts and ideas, like what we want to do, and we just got to go forward with actually doing them, you know.
And like you said, you go to Radford quite a bit.
Yeah, we go there a lot and play.
Any other colleges you thought about throwing on that circuit?
Definitely.
UVA.
We've played up there. UVA, times. You know, Tech. We want to go down to North Carolina and do
ECU.
You know, ECU and all those. And we
App
State. We really want to do, like, I think a big goal of ours is doing like kind of a college tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every weekend we'll go.
Who doesn't have that goal?
I know.
Parties are so much fun out there.
Yeah, we played Quad Fest at Radford, this house party, man. And it was like, it was this huge house, like a 3-story house, man.
We literally had to.
The second floor was about to, everything was sinking. We
Yeah. Because that's the floor you guys were playing on.
Yeah, the floor choices were actually.
But you just kept playing. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. There was at least like 300-400 people there.
So what if the floor had collapsed? What would your plan be?
Collapse the body of all the other people and maybe
try to get the people in the basement.
You would have. I mean, you guys would be infamous if you died in a you know, like a frat house collapse.
I mean, even if you lived, that would automatically boost you to stardom.
Oh, exactly. That's what we were going for. Like, if it had actually happened, we'd be like famous or whatever, you know, you know.
Maybe you should like plan something out.
Yeah,
like a kind of sabotage.
Yeah, take out nails and
yeah, just really get the house rocking. Some really funky stuff going on.
We don't want to kill our audience.
No, we don't want to hurt.
Maybe one of you should just like
selfless guys.
Maybe one of you should. Maybe one of you should just like take a dive and like plan to die on stage.
Well,
not it.
Maybe when I'm 90.
Yeah,
that's the best way to decide who it is.
I don't. Yeah, they didn't look like they were very open to that idea. But
just a couple more years, and then we'll talk again.
See where life's at.
You guys want to do like a college tour or something? Like, I kind of resent that because I'm never going to go to college, but most likely I'll end up in prison. So have you thought about doing like a prison tour?
Prison tour? I mean, yeah. What? Johnny Cash. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And he rocked that thing, man.
I mean, you can charge a cover of like 5 cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, considering now we're all out of cigarettes right now.
Jail tattoos.
Free tattoos.
Toilet hooch. All the
bag
good
of milk,
stuff.
You know.
So you guys are definitely into that idea.
Oh, I do like it. I mean, that
we
could
have buddies in
and I kind
band.
Of yeah. kind of feel like somebody dying at one of those concerts really isn't that far-fetched of an idea.
Yeah, I mean, just like insult the wrong gang or something, and you can get shivved like. That would go down in history.
The wrong color.
Yeah, it could definitely happen.
All right, well, we're making stuff happen here tonight.
Exactly.
We're stuff
were
up.
Planning to
You guys
plan
are
right now.
Skyrocketing out of Powhatan.
Yeah.
Into the jails.
The
and
correctional institutions. The
somebody jails, might yeah. die. It's going to be fine.
Even like maybe mental institutions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we could rock this.
I think that would be pretty cool. Cause
yeah, exactly.
You could have a schizo sound movement show for schizos.
Exactly. You know, that would probably go over really well. I'd like the idea.
Then there's like the equal chance that you'll get stabbed. They'll be like, I thought you were a dinosaur and you were attacking me.
Sean has only dangerous ideas.
I know. I'm afraid to like,
I feel
involve.
Like I'm attracted to danger because it's my middle name.
So dangerous. Yeah. So I feel like you guys should fire your manager Nathan and totally hire Sean as your manager.
Well, what I'm willing,
have a death and, match.
What I'm willing to do is
see who wins.
Keep Jason as your manager, but hire me as Jason's manager.
You guys will be famous, but not all of you.
Nathan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
did you get that? I think that you should keep him as your manager. Just hire me on as his manager.
That'll work.
So that I can help him out a little.
Yeah, that'll
he's
be.
Gonna kill, yeah, he's going to kill who, though?
Somebody's got to keep this under control.
Well, guys, it is time to take another break. Before
Good
we go to
then.
Break, tell everybody where they can find out about Schizo Sound Movement.
From your friends.
From your friends?
We try to keep up on Facebook, but sometimes it doesn't work. I know, like, some of us personally on our personal Facebooks post, like, hey, you know, tomorrow night we're playing at wherever.
But you guys do have a Facebook.
Yes, we do, Schizo Sound Movement.
We mostly use Smoke Signals
with the
and
Z.
Stuff.
Smoke Signals.
Smoke Signals.
So check out the Schizo Sound Movement Facebook or Smoke Signals. We'll be back with more live tunes from Schizo Sound Movement and talking to the guys. But right now, this is The Rift with Granted.
No.
Radio Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more reverb.
All right, it's time for the Radley Rockwell and Radio Rubber Room Rock and Roll Hour. It's good to be here.
An hour?
Whatever. I don't really have a concept of time that is mortal.
That's fair. Nor should you, sir.
It's metric time. I understand.
You know, metric time.
It's like, I'm glad to be here in this room again. They got a new mic in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this old mic is infested with, like, hermit crabs or something. Some creature. It's made out of metal. I haven't seen a microphone like this since my touring days with Buddy Holly. You know, it's very...
Yeah, it's so good. And we want to thank Roger from the drive through with Roger, for helping us out with that.
We love you, Roger.
It's so good to hear Dan's voice now.
Yeah, right.
I missed it. It's soothing to me.
You know, I will be donating one whole tune to Roger at some point in my life.
Very nice. It's very kind of you.
It's probably going to be like a 12-second jam, a couple of solos in there, you know, that kind of thing. Words are always good in a song.
Yeah, I feel like you've got all the elements.
You know, I've put a lot of thought into this, taken music theory several hundred times, written my own book on music.
Yeah.
It's yet to be published, but if it was published, it would be mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
All the bands would read it and be like, we're on the wrong path, man.
You?
How many pages is it?
It's like four.
Four pages?
It's like an essay, really. But it encompasses a lot.
I bet knowing you, it'll still have like a really thick hardcover.
It's like in a weird language, too, that only I understand. Because I write in symbols. Because I don't actually know how to write.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like for someone of your caliber, knowing how to write is necessary.
Well...
Do you ever think that might be why it's not published yet?
You know, so for some reason, like, I also wrote it back in the 80s, and I was, like, totally blissed out of my mind, and I don't even know what some of the things mean. But if I did, I'm sure it would be good, because I wrote it.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I've been working on some new material, you know,
as always.
I've been, like, doing an acoustic thing. I've never done that. Like, I didn't know you could actually unplug your instruments.
Oh, really?
It's totally different and new. But what I'm doing is, like, no instruments, totally acoustic, using only my body to make tunes.
Oh yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Can you demonstrate? Oh, that was nice.
That kind of thing.
For the listeners at home, just so you know, that was not only pleasing listening to it, but visually, there was a lot going on.
You know.
There was a lot of... It wasn't just sound waves. It was more like...
It's like a rhythm and melody that just, like, absorbs your body, and you just get lost in it. It's, like, that good, you know? And it's so simple, because it's just coming off of my body.
Yeah.
So, you know?
I'm surprised no one's thought of that before, quite honestly.
It's, like, I call it the human drum.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That is so... It's so primal and so advanced at the same time.
You know, I like to mix it up and do things that are, like, totally new. That is, like, kind of my gig, man.
Yeah.
And slapping my own body around is a pretty good thing. Like, plus, I also don't wear any clothes during it usually, so like that attracts a lot of the lady fans. Dan is always at my show.
I am.
You know, which is cool.
You are more attractive with your clothes off, by the way, Radley.
You know, I try to be minimal. They don't let you wear a bikini on stage, but if you go naked, it's more acceptable.
What stage are you at?
All of the stages, man.
Oh, yeah?
Stage 11.
Stage 11?
You know, that is like the most advanced. Stage 10 is actually, to get to stage 11, you have to be like really mysterious. You don't even know you're at stage 11, but you're there. Whoa.
That was a kick drum, by the way. All right, do you have any questions for Schizo Sound Movement, Radley?
Well, like, I definitely expected them to be a lot quieter, because they would be like paranoid or something, and like not want to disturb the images that are going on. I don't know, whatever. I was schizophrenic for a period of time, but I was misdiagnosed, so it turned out that I was not schizophrenic.
What were you?
I was just on drugs, man.
Oh.
I don't remember how I got to that mental asylum. I don't even know how I got out of there. But it was a pretty good time of my life. Sobered up a little.
Is that your question?
Oh, well, my question is, like, do you guys have any plans to, like, what is your main goal to, like, get famous? Like, how do you plan on doing that?
I was hoping to knock up Oprah.
Very carefully.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
You know, if Oprah has your child, that would be, like, an amazing thing.
She's getting up there in age, though, mate.
And she's getting richer every second.
Yeah.
That is a man.
Gold
with a plan.
Digger. That's why he's your manager, right?
Sponsored by Arnold Schwarzenegger would be.
Does he do that?
He just wrote a book.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He just wrote a book. I bet it's less pages than Radley's book. I don't know for sure.
What I was thinking is like, y'all can have your shows with like. y'all can have your shows with like a live bear or something that's just like in the audience and people like are terrified and they're trying to feel the music. There's a lot of violence going on.
You chain the doors.
Think of your live, cute, cuddly koala bear.
What about like you know the commercial with Bigfoot when you take his Slim Jims or whatever? Yeah. His beef
don't
jerky.
Mess with
Sims. Oh yeah, you don't want
you know
dress Nate up.
I've never heard of
it.
Well, you don't have to do much dressing, just you know.
I feel like a koala bear kind of fits with your guys' you know, your whole theme, man. Because you know the eucalyptus that they eat, like, gets them incredibly stoned. Mm. And like, have you noticed like a fed koala bear looks like he's moving really, really slow,
ready to attack at any moment.
Yeah,
you know, I did some eucalyptus for like 6 straight months one time.
Oh yeah, is that good?
I directed symphonies that didn't exist and that kind of thing. I really got in touch with wildlife. And
I love it when that happens.
I had chats with the trees and the sky.
He was baked out of a skull and the softest skin known to man.
You know, I didn't get like a rash for a couple years after that either.
That's impressive. No. Knowing you, I would not suspect that.
But like koala bear, man, that's like a more docile creature. I was thinking like a polar bear, like maybe you could set it on fire first because that would be really voracious, you know.
No, we need to be on PETA's good side. You know? Yeah. We don't need to be.
I mean, we like you. Covered turpentine will be okay.
So you said stuff about sponsoring Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what about companies? Is there? No.
We're going more for people.
Fisher Price or something like that.
Maybe bands. The companies, you need to keep music just music, you know.
Maybe you guys should, like, start up a website called, like, Free Credit Plan and do songs about it.
Yeah.
And you could, like, skyrocket.
That's a great idea.
I mean, like, honestly, though, like, it's really not about, like, the whole money thing. It's about, like, just really having fun. I mean, that sounds kind of cliche.
It's life experience.
We have more fun playing parties than probably anything.
Yeah, I think the most fun we have is just playing like these like wild house parties where, you know, there's kids that are into the same music we play, and so everyone just has a great time, you know, they get, you know, everyone just gets down, and that's probably the best times we've had playing together.
And floors break and stuff.
Yeah, breaking rafters and, you know. All kinds of stuff.
What about an ironic sponsor? I mean, irony is like the new thing to do, right? I mean, what about like an ironic sponsor, like Schizo Sound Movement, brought to you by Monsanto's or something like that? I mean,
like My Little Pony sponsors.
Well, I've actually had this deal I've been discussing under the table. I haven't told these guys about it yet, but I've been talking to Playtex here pretty seriously about
that's very.
I'm hoping that, you know, I'm trying to pull a few strings to get that to come through for us. But
that's a really Play-tex. Cool idea because it's like smooth.
Really holds in the vodka.
From the night before.
You could
butt chugging. that whole
thing. Where were you saying someone died from that, RJ?
Yeah, people died from doing that.
The butt
because
chug.
They did it on the show Jackass. Seem they can drink liquor through the butt, and it just doesn't work.
Rectal booze.
It doesn't sound appealing to me.
No,
I don't know.
Not at all.
Yeah, whoever comes out with the alcohol suppository is going to make a fortune.
Well, we do have this really good friend, Tom Tressler. He's been known to like do stuff like that, and four-time rectal drinking champion, believe me.
I actually resented that.
He's more or less butt too.
Cool.
He's
not scared to do anything. All right, let's move on.
Any other questions, Riley?
For the band?
No, for Dan.
Dan.
Yeah, you can ask me a question. What's up, buddy?
Have you ever considered Rogaine, man? Because I'm like blinded, mate. It's like so shiny. It's just like I'm distracted. I'm trying to ask the band questions. I'm drinking your tea over here, like, and I'm just like, man, I'm blinding.
I think our guitarist RJ has enough hair to go around for everyone in here, you know?
It's not that clear.
Can Dan borrow two dreads? Just borrow them.
I think I can just
want to like lay them on my head and just like reminisce on what hair feels like there.
Maybe you can get like
15 a piece.
Maybe you can
15 for the set.
Maybe you can get like a skin graft from your back on your scalp.
Probably not a bad idea.
So. All right, guys. Well, it is time to take a little break. We're going to be back with some live tunes from Schizo Sound Movement and more talking to the guys. But right now, this is Night Idea with If I Should.
Would someone take me to the hospital?
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building.
Yeah!
Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria, an inflated sense of self-worth.
Awesome.
And a desire to do it every 30 seconds.
So extreme.
You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood.
30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, babies, and the deceased.
Zombies.
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging, incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
athlete's foot,
extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence,
and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme
30 seconds of energy.
Right into your chest.
Love it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
cannot be found. I'm alright. I'm alright. I cannot be found.
That was Mystery E live here on Radio Rubber Room, Schizo Sound Movement. So guys, tell us a little bit about that one.
It's a mystery, man.
It's a mystery?
No, it's pronounced Mr. E as in Mr.
Mr. E.
Yeah,
Mr. Not Mystery E.
Yeah.
Mr. E.
So it's like, it's about a guy who
Mystery.
Really don't know
about.
Right.
Huh.
Like,
yeah, Mystery. Yeah, Mr. E. Yeah.
What if he like,
Mr. Letter E.
What if he decided
Escobar,
to like,
or Mr.
What if he decided to like go to grad school and get his doctorate?
Dr. E? Dr. We could do a sequel to the song Dr. E and... You know, he hasn't gotten his MD.
Does his mystery become revealed?
If he's doctory?
If he's doctory?
I think he's kingy. We're going for.
On the next album.
Now, speaking of albums, you guys don't have one down yet. You guys have plans to get in the studio, get some stuff. Well, how much material base do you guys have right now?
We have 12 songs right
12
now.
12 originals with countless covers.
Yeah, we probably got like 50 covers.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know. I mean, we've definitely, like we said earlier, we've been planning to plan to get into the studio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of...
Playing live's more the priority
yeah.
right now.
I mean,
we have some stuff.
Too. We have stuff recording.
It's mm-hmm. tricky, you know, it's a lot of time to put in.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think the recording we have was done by you and Justin, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, from the Republic, which is actually a really good recording. We just have to...
When are you going to release it?
When are you going to release it?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Tomorrow.
You guys have had it for like months.
I mean, because
still
that
needs
was
to be mastered and all that mess. But we also have songs, like, we've done probably 5 songs of our originals that sound really good that we recorded in our house where we live at. And all our stuff, they just need some vocal tracks and they're ready to go.
We did, like, individual recording. Like, I had headphones on just listening to the bass or guitar, doing the drums, and then, you know, they do a track over it and that. Whole deal.
So just got to get some vocals on them, and then it's ready to go. So ready to go, basically, right?
Pretty much. We just got
to. We're just gonna throw it up on our Facebook page, really, and just try to get.
No plans to get it pressed up or anything.
Well,
or?
That'd be more when we get in a studio and actually do something real, you know.
I mean, as of now, we really just need to get stuff out there, you know. You go to our Facebook. I know when I go to like local bands like that I've somewhat familiar with, I want to hear their stuff, and you know it's kind of. Hard because we don't have anything on there. But
now you guys are super talented. You're all really talented with your instruments, and you write cool songs. Is there like, do you guys have a masthead in the band? Like, is any one of you like writing the songs and you know bringing them to the other guys, or do you all write together?
We individually write most of our songs. Some of our songs we get together. Like, actually, like Mr. E, we all kind of threw together, but like the Birthday Bash was a song I wrote like four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, like, we do a little bit together, and like I write a lot of songs myself, and then like they'll write a couple songs themselves, and we just
kind of switch up.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of like one person has like. They have, like, something awesome in their head and they want to put it on paper or whatever, so we all sit down and, like, put into it, you know, and just see what we come up with, and that's mainly how most of it gets written. There are, like you said, there are, you know, a few where someone's had something that's been old and they played it with, like, a prior band or whatever, and they want to just kind of revamp it, you know?
Yeah.
So we use, like, I use the Finale program a little bit on some of our songs that we've actually writ the music out. And we'll sit down and try to like get a full part down, and that's kind of fun too. So we're basically taking all kinds of different aspects at writing music.
So putting it through the software, and the software writes it out.
No,
actually notating just, yourself.
You'll
play it to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that usually the lead man of the band is whoever has like the van or trailer.
No.
They're the most crucial member.
No.
Now you guys do have a very nice, you know, trailer rig set up, yeah, outside.
You got like a monster truck dolly.
That, that was a good investment.
We're still working on the monster truck, though.
Driver.
So you guys are road ready with that thing.
Yes.
Have you ever thought of selling it to record the album, though?
No, because we play out more.
We got money to record it. It's just,
yeah, we, it's, I mean, like, we all work and
it's
everything.
It's timing, man. It's like you don't want to go in there and spend $700 when you're not 100% confident that you're gonna come out with $700.
That the music's ready, or
It's like these little things. Like the music's ready, man. Part like that, and then we'll play it out a lot of times. We'll play it out live and see what reaction we get.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
People like this song.
Test a lot of different ideas, hit and miss. You know, just.
I think playing the same songs a lot of times, they're never really the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we ever play something the same twice.
If you guys keep making excuses for not being ready to go into the studio, you're never going to get an album.
It's, yeah,
I think
my milk went sour.
Maybe with your guys' style of music, I mean, there's a lot of bands with your guys' style that, you know, very rarely ever get in the studio.
That's been my argument.
We need to do live.
I know the chemistry of these guys, and I feel like, you know, they butt heads sometimes, but at the same time, I feel like if you stuck them in the studio, they'd completely implode and kill one another.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys should, like, record.
That's what a manager's for.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he makes it worse, though. That's the thing.
So if you guys maybe thought of just, you know, sticking to that live recording thing, since, you know, the songs are there all the time, you know, different all the time.
I definitely back to getting somebody out there.
Well,
now what about
you got to get a sound guy to go with you.
Yeah,
you
know? Need one.
I regularly have a sound guy.
Maybe y'all's album should just have like a voice message, just like come see us live.
Yeah,
I mean, public service announcement.
Possibly
10 tracks.
Pretty much
all
how we do that. It's like come see us live, you know, and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a better, like, experience to, you know, come see us live.
And as far as sets, you know...
How do you know that if you haven't gotten in the studio, man?
We set up our house like a studio. I mean, we had separate rooms where we drilled holes and ran all our cables through.
But it wasn't a professional.
It wasn't far off.
It sounded, like, pretty good. But.
It is a different story when you have an engineer behind those boards. Who's running everything for you, man.
I know. I think that's the thing we're missing because we do all that ourselves and then we're like, you know, we get stressed out because, like, man, God, you know, we need to,
so
we don't have anybody, you know, like, we're going to pay somebody, you know, $100 to come do it every show.
So you guys all live together?
We did at one point, but me and the bass player, Wayne, and we live together right now.
I used to live
two
out
singles,
there.
Two singles? Are you guys in a king?
We
how does
kicked
that work
Matt out.
I got him so bad.
Like, I feel like there would be like a lot of tension. Like, I'm not playing the show tonight because you took that four-hour-long bath. And I really had to go to the bathroom.
Luckily, we had two full bathrooms.
We got three bathrooms up in there. Nice living quarters, so we're not doing too bad.
It's a log cabin in the middle of the woods. And
is it really?
Nice.
Dude, you guys looking for a roommate, man? Because I've always wanted to live in a log cabin.
It is
pretty awesome.
It's true. He talks about it all the time.
I can honestly say they've probably been some of the best roommates I've lived with, and they're easiest to get along with.
Yeah.
All of them have lived with me and Wayne at some point. Me and him are the only two that have been living there together for the past, like, year and a half.
Yeah, we all moved in, like, last fall, or me, the Wayne, and RJ, and then I left to move close to the city, which I, like, that's, like, the best move I've ever made.
Yeah.
Because, you never had an excuse to miss band practice. It's like, dude, you live here.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm like, man, I just, you know, I can't make it out today.
So you've been missing a lot more band practices now.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys did some of the way he was trained.
How did you come up?
Now, was that your reasoning behind moving further away?
No, not at all. No.
You can be honest. It's okay. We get down to the truth here every year. Remember?
No, really.
We ask the hard-hitting questions.
Tell me the truth!
Yeah.
All right, guys, we are going to take another little break. We're going to be back with more from Schizo Sound Movement. Before we do, go ahead and give everybody the Facebook page and also a Reverb Nation page as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best way to contact you guys if you want to get, or if somebody wants to book you?
Actually, our manager here.
Our attorney. You can give me a call at 804-317-9148 or our email.
Uh-oh. Now all of our
like, I know.
So you'll be getting some good pictures later on.
Yeah. Yes. Feel free to send nudie pictures.
Yes. Well, nudes only. I don't want any of that half.
He really wants mainly guys. But,
Go ahead and say that number a little slower for our more mentally disabled listeners.
It'll be on the podcast. They can, don't worry about it.
804-317-9148. The email is schizosound5@gmail.com. And you can always get us on Facebook at Schizo Sound Movement on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to contact, message us, just comment on the page or whatever, or give him a call, you know.
Or come see us play.
Yeah, that's always a great way if you come see us and
talk to us one-on-one.
Yeah, talk to us live one-on-one.
Well, I admire your bravery of saying your number on live national radio.
The millions of listeners.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there.
You're just going to be able to get incoming phone calls.
That's his business number.
Hey, if anybody's listening, can you text him immediately, please?
Yeah, we want to get some texts.
If you're listening, I want a text message from you just to get an idea.
That's right.
Say that number one more time. One person.
Hey, I bet Mitch will text you.
He's like
804.
317-9148.
Oh, God.
317-9148. Hey, Matt, you were single.
Yes.
So if you want to throw yours out there, too.
Don't do that.
Just joking.
I'm the only single one in the band, so I'm looking for a nice young lady.
I thought we established this. You're spoken for now, buddy. You're mine. You're my property.
Oh, God.
Let's take a break, man.
All right, guys, we do got to take a break. This is Farm Vegas with Sway.
Go fill it.
Inside, and broken bones to try to hide, and now my heart's split open wide. Well, I never wanna be your schoolboy. I know it never was much for me. And it's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try. Sway of your sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could quit you. I can't find the words to say goodbye. All the good times, all the bad times too. If you wanna go through with the truth, only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. Out like an old window. I slipped up and now I find we're both broken hearted. I slipped up and now they got me down. I guess nothing gets past this town. Now my name's getting tossed around. Well, I never wanna be a schoolboy. No, it never was much for me. It's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try. 'Cause I'm caught up in the sway of your sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could quit you. I can't find the words to say goodbye.
Is this thing on? Are you ready? I'm Radley, Radley Rockwell Man, the greatest rocker what ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Rubber Room, and the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday, on 102.9 FM.
In
order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, benjamins, bills, bread, and the dippy dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Hey!
Tacos are an American staple, but tacos are boring. They can take days of planning and up to 1 hour of preparation. Orale, forget washing dishes. New from Spoofco, a technology that will forever change the way you eat tacos. Taco Shotgun. If you can chew fast or swallow whole, Taco Shotgun is for you. Taco Shotgun eliminates prep time and eating time, all with virtually no cleanup. Digestion? That's a waste of time, hombre. So is tasting. Taco Shotgun, the automatically powered shotgun system that delivers taco directly into your body. Listen up, ese. Just add taco shells, lechuga, carne, queso y tomate, y siempre black powder. All of the things combine as the taco shotgun is activated. With a simple squeeze of the trigger, the meat is cooked. Y la taco is blasted from a barrel, delivering fully cooked taco-type meals straight into your boca, wey.
Depending on aiming.
Taco Shotgun. Your friends and neighbors will most likely enjoy involuntary tacos. Taco Shotgun has a range of up to 3 football fields. You see that hombre over there? Esta fed, wey. Blast the load right into your mouth, hombre. Taco Shotgun. New from Spoofco.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Live here on Radio Rubber Room, Schizo Sound Movement. So, what about that one, guys?
That one, I think each verse kind of has its own story.
That's you, one you wrote?
Yeah. I actually wrote that first verse coming back from a Radford weekend about one of our buddies who's kind of a klutz and, you know, gets drunk and does stupid things.
Where'd the, how'd the Mario?
I don't have any friends like that. I can't relate at all.
Yeah.
You guys wrote that Mario tune?
It's ridiculous.
It's been around for years.
Actually, nah.
Does that apply to the story, though?
No, not at all.
The story's not about, like, conquering the castle and destroying the evil dinosaur.
When you're, like, almost out of town.
You could interpret it like that. If
save
you want.
The princess?
When you, like, eat the mushrooms and then, like, you're invincible afterwards. And,
you know, jump up and grab the money.
It looks like when you eat the mushroom that you get bigger, but in reality, everything gets smaller.
Yeah.
It happens to you, too?
All the time.
Well, very nice. So you wrote that one. You sing on that one. Right. Is that something that just happens?
Yeah,
that's a hard question. I know. Good question.
Yeah, you wrote a bunch.
RJ really collaborated with me on that.
On the writing of it.
Yeah,
the
I wrote the lyrics, okay. But you know, just musically, he helped a lot. So.
When did you guys decide to throw in the Mario? Did it just happen by accident?
That was actually pretty recently.
I just one day was riding down the road and just, like, heard it in my head, so I went back and wrote out the Mario thing, just the harmonies for me and him, and talked to him about it. I was like, man, this thing would fit perfect.
Yeah.
We go out to certain shows, like, we just spice
Halloween
it up
show.
And throw out, like, little
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we'll throw a little tidbits on. Yeah.
You know that Halloween show and played the Halloween theme song.
Oh yeah, like for certain occasions, like yeah, the Halloween, you know, the movie.
Do you know what would be pretty awesome if you guys like acquired a bunch of old Nintendo games and you like put your album on them?
That would be cool.
That would be sick.
And then you're like, I got this album for you, but you need a regular old Nintendo.
Yeah.
So you would have to have one to listen to it?
Yeah.
That would be legend.
Is that possible?
Dude,
is that
like, I mean, why not? If you're a computer programmer, I'm sure that is really easy to manipulate.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You could do like an album of theme songs from old Nintendo games, you know, like Donkey Kong and all that.
Almost like a Christmas album.
Really dorky glasses and
I have a...
But you're talking about actually putting the album on those cartridges.
Yeah.
So it'd be like an 8-track kind of,
except you put it in
a Nintendo. Like,
yeah, you pop it in.
That could be like a really vintage new media. Like,
yeah,
that
cool.
Dude,
that'd
be
packaging.
Could start a whole movement.
You're gonna put the cheat code
just
in to get the last song.
You gotta have like a Game Genie if you want the hidden track.
Yeah, the Game Genie.
You could have like all kinds of cool stuff if you like implemented that.
That's awesome idea. Pause at the same time.
Yeah.
Be like, it looks like I'm gonna play Mario Kart, but really I'm gonna hear some tunes. Yeah. Well, let me blow in it first a couple times so I don't get the
exactly. You gotta get the dust out of it so it doesn't
rub some rubbing alcohol in there.
Yeah, that sounds like a way better way to listen to music than iTunes.
It's probably like the most quality there is.
So much easier, you know.
Do you think I can? I wonder if I can convert one of those into my car.
I'm sure. You know? Well, I mean, now you can plug, you know, the red, white, and yellow things in there, and
the technical terms.
For the listeners at home that don't understand the technical terms, talking about RCA cables.
RCA cables, yes,
red,
that's
white,
it.
And
ones with a little prong that sticks out.
Nintendo, female. Nintendo went right into your cable.
Match up the colors real nice, you know.
All right, guys. So what is the next year? What is we're almost hitting that 2012 mark. What is 2012 going to be for Schizo Sound?
Record an album.
It's almost over.
Record an album, man.
I don't believe
December
in that.
December
21st. We're gonna get more covers down. We just started talking about some new covers we're gonna do. We're gonna throw out some Talking Heads stuff, but we don't want to do like the same
cool,
stuff
man.
That a lot of the other jam bands do, like Talking Heads wise. We want to try to do some different stuff. Kind of just explore more genres, stuff that outside of the jam band,
Modest
but keeping
Mouse.
It.
Yeah, like
with them.
Some different, you know, like
you
early.
You should cover some Devo, man.
Yeah. Like, we could really try to jam over something like that. And it comes out nicely, just like the Bee Gees song we do. Like,
Staying Alive.
Just being able to turn Staying Alive into just like some nasty jam.
You know, like you said earlier, we do covers, but put our own sound to them. You know, it's kind of like. Even because we do a lot of older songs right now, and you know, we kind of pick newer songs. Like he mentioned Modest Mouse, that's one of the bands that we're picking a tune from them and trying to learn that. And you know, we'll definitely have our own sound to it. you know, hopefully it turns out really cool.
I think you could go super far with that Nintendo covers, dude.
We need some feedback. Hit us up with a cover you think. Yeah, a cover that's good for us to do. If you ever heard us play before,
I have a band. It's called the Hanna Barbarians. They only play heavy metal versions of 60s Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Nice.
I'm just glad he's pushing you guys to do the Nintendo covers as opposed to earlier when he was trying to kill one of you guys off the island.
Yeah.
It's a much better turn.
I'm glad he's with us now.
He's totally trying to ruin our games.
I'm trying to push the Fiddler on the Roof cover. I mean, from end to end, I think that'd be a good one for Schizo to cover, personally.
Fiddler on the Worth a try, right?
And definitely experimenting with new mediums. I mean,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
We're gonna have more jam, like little tidbits, kind of like the Mario stuff too. That we've got ideas for that we're gonna start slipping into some of our songs.
Yeah, we do little like gags like that. Like what else? The Inspector Gadget.
Yeah,
we do like a Shakedown Street, but you know, and kind of like a more modern Shakedown Street. Put like an Inspector Gadget.
Well, you guys, please do Star Wars.
That would be cool.
Please.
That would be cool.
Get a little Imperial March or something.
Maybe we'll, if we do a Halloween show, maybe we'll dress up like, Star Wars characters. Maybe not.
He does not seem as into it as the rest of the band.
Yeah.
I will dress as Chewbacca, and I will hit on Princess Leia.
Wait, we already got a Chewbacca.
And if anyone who's listening at home, what we just had was small talk in Wookiee language.
Right.
I was like, hey, how are you? He was all like, I'm cool, how's your family? I like that Chewbacca can like understand English, but he's just like, I choose to just... You know,
what's your little sister look like?
It's just like you in your dream language.
Like, they could have just put like one of those little Stephen Hawking's talk boxes in R2-D2, and it would have saved a ton of confusion.
I agree. I think that one should be a lot better. I mean, who can understand those beeps and stuff?
If you could actually understand them, you would know that R2-D2 is the most articulate character of Star Wars.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. He says really deep, knowledgeable things.
Yeah. I think Khan's been trying to stick quarters in him for every episode to get a drink out of him. I don't think it's happened yet, though.
So do you think next remake they should do that? Have the talk box?
Yeah, they should definitely remake the original Star Wars.
Write a letter.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, we do accept letters.
It's a terrible idea.
Family Guy did it.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, good.
Yeah, write a letter, Sean. I'm sure.
I'm thinking seriously on that one.
Making my own Star Wars movie with subtitles.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
I have never seen Star Wars.
What?
I don't think that you can be involved in this conversation.
I don't think I'm
buddy.
Your friend now. I like you a lot.
Are you a
less.
Communist?
I get that a lot when everyone. Yeah, I've
honestly.
You know that I sleep in Star Wars bed sheets, right? Every morning, my Boba Fett alarm clock wakes me up at noon.
And my counter argument to that is I don't sleep in Star Wars bed sheets.
You know, yeah. I actually still have one of those car beds that's like shaped like a car with a mattress
Sick.
In it. Just because, you know, I think it makes me like, I don't know, I just really like it. I think I sleep better in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to move away.
That's why you're single, buddy. I hate to say this.
Let me tell you something.
I disagree. You need to play that angle more.
The car is actually really cool. It's a Viper, so like I figured more chicks would be into it than, you know.
Yeah. So got two big
so, this is, so really, you really do sleep in the car bed.
Well,
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about my Star Wars
bed. Can it convert into bunk beds?
Yes, it can.
Only during a car pileup.
my Star Wars bed sheets have prevented me from getting more STDs than you know.
I'm listening to you, Sean.
Thanks.
What'd you say?
I said my Star Wars bed sheets have prevented me from getting more STDs than you know.
Excellent contraception.
Because girls see it and they're like, I gotta go to the hospital. I'm gonna die in 10 minutes.
That's
and I'm like, did your doctor just text you that or something? Like, there's gonna be a terrible accident on my way home. That's what the text said. I'm gonna die.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what my doctor told me once.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
Well, very nice.
Sorry to hear that, man.
On that note, we are just about out of time, so let's go through, tell everybody, where are you guys going to be next time you're going to be at City Dogs?
Right.
Do you know the date? Do you guys know the date?
We haven't established the date yet.
It won't be this month. He's got to go.
Yeah, it won't be this month.
Gotcha.
But the...
Next time at City Dogs would be the second Saturday in November.
It would be the second Saturday of November.
We should have something up coming up before that. Yeah, we'll definitely keep it on Facebook.
So keep up with Schizo Sound Movement on the in this Facebook slash Schizo Sound Movement. Just search Schizo Sound Movement.
Yep.
Well, we've had a blast with you guys.
Yeah, thanks
for coming
guys.
Hanging
excellent
out.
Excellent song.
Yeah, we've had a great time, man. Cool. We really, really.
When's the next time you're playing at City Dogs? I'm sure we covered that, right?
We just did.
We the just did. Okay.
Second that weekend happened. In November. Second
Sorry.
Saturday.
That just happened.
Just for people like me, we had to repeat that.
For people like Dan who weren't listening to the show. All
right, cool. Well.
Definitely stay posted, and you know, we really, you know, love meeting new people and getting in with other bands and whatever. Come out and check us out, you know, it's greatly appreciated.
Excellent live show.
And ladies, he has a car bed.
Yep,
that's right.
All right.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming to hang out. Before we go, I want to say what's up one more time to Mitch, who hit me with the text and said he did not get your number, so he would have hit you up. But
more time for the number.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it, man. It's cool. But congratulations once again to On Mekong.
Yeah, another reason Richmond
anyone,
is a gym.
I know, dude. Anyone, huge yeah. day. Huge
going
win for
right
us.
Leave here.
That's right.
Oh, really? Yeah. You guys are going there? Word.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yeah, Mekong. If you haven't checked them out, check them out. And that's it.
All right. This is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
If you guys want to post your address on there, now's the time.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Love you.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke. I've seen him. Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go!
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now, 102.9 FM. WHAN.